ask my council colleagues. We have a Mr. Laddie Reed who showed up to testify this afternoon on the housing emergency, and he has, it's really hard for him to come back this afternoon, so I would ask if we could suspend the rules and give Mr. Reed 3 minutes to speak to us. Is that okay? Okay, Mr. Reed, come on up, and you have 3 minutes.
So he's asked me to speak for him. This okay. is something he has written and just asked me to say the words.
Okay, but keep it within 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Despite what has been said on previous... Do you remember me?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, ready?
We remember you, yes.
All right, despite what has been said on previous occasions in City Hall, we have a homelessness crisis in the city of Portland. Too often we respond to this as if it were a problem caused by the homeless. Too often we respond only to the needs of business owners afraid of a loss of customers, of neighborhood groups concerned with reduction of property values. Portland has a reputation for handling homelessness better than other places in this country, and we have every reason to be proud of this, but we have even more important reasons to not become complacent. We fail to respond effectively again and again because we see the homeless first as a category of people or even an abstract problem rather than as individual citizens sharing the condition of homelessness. For this reason, we invent only institutional solutions like homeless shelters, group homes, and in our better moments, clinics and soup kitchens. We treat homelessness as something that must be treated with a universal approach. In doing so, we fail to see that the needs of any given homeless person differ as widely from the needs of any other homeless person, as do the needs of any given citizen with a home from those from any other such citizen. We must acknowledge that any person can face financial ruin. Any child can be born into a home full of fear and abuse and thus seek to escape. We must acknowledge that many people do not have a safe and reliable place to sleep and are still very independent and capable, and they do not need institutionalization. These people do not need to be moved to the industrial corners of our city to await, for 3 years, a better answer that may never come. They need the same things everyone else does. They need places to store their possessions where they will not be stolen. They need restroom facilities and places to bathe. They need places to wash their clothes and throw away their trash. They need opportunities for gainful employment. They need the protection of their police and the support of their communities. Furthermore, they need these things in the parts of the city where they already live. They don't need to be moved around again while a state of emergency is extended indefinitely so that we can exploit this problem for unrelated financial and political gain while ignoring for another 3 years the actual people and their actual needs. I myself grew up in an institution which treated me only as a component of a larger abstraction. The Fairview Home for Feeble-Minded and Criminally Insane. In the years since Fairview closed, I have achieved a largely independent life. I own a home and a car. I'm an advocate and activist involved deeply in this community. I've held gainful employment and contributed to my community in organizations such as Food Not Bombs and Organ Care Works. I've achieved this because I've received the assistance I actually need as an individual with cerebral palsy. It is time that we, likewise, stop assuming that we know the category of the homeless and that what they need and that we can provide exclusively with large-scale institutions and shelters, instead of how we look to deliver the needed infrastructure, assistance, and public service to those who have no common qualities except for the lack of a reliable home. You ask a question?
Yeah, well, mayor.
Where's the mayor?
He's not here today, but he's going to be here this afternoon via telephone for the hearing. Yeah. Thank you very much, Laddie. Appreciate it. It's good to see you. Okay, let's move.